This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea, in for Anthony Brooks.
Beware the Ides of April. Tomorrow is April 15th, traditionally known as Tax Day.
Well, usually. Americans got a reprieve this year because of Emancipation Day, a D.C. holiday celebrated on Saturday. The IRS is closed on Friday, meaning across the country, taxes aren't due until Monday, the 18th.
Except here in Massachusetts, because they're not due here until Tuesday, the 19th, due to another holiday, Patriots Day. But a lot of people might say it is a patriotic duty to file your taxes. I mean, hey, you might even get a return.
Like State Street Corporation did, an $885 million return.
That's after posting a $1.6 billion profit in 2010. So joining us to explain how that's possible is Boston Globe's business reporter Beth Healy. Hi there, Beth.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Apparently not as well as State Street Corporation is. So can you explain to us how is it the Boston-based company, they post basically a 10-digit profit, that $1.6 billion. How is it that from the federal government they're claiming so much money back?
Well, it's perfectly legal, but what happened is State Street is not a typical bank that makes home loans. They have big investment portfolios, and they lost quite a bit of money in 2009 and also in 2010 in those portfolios. And much like individuals, they get to apply those losses to their taxes, only they get to do it in a much bigger way.
Okay, so those are those carryover or carry-forward losses that maybe some people are familiar with. And so in a much bigger way, what do you mean by that?
Well, so individuals, when they lose money, they also get to write them off on their taxes. But if you had to carry them over into future years, you'd be limited to $3,000 a year. Corporations have much more resources and much, much larger numbers that they're dealing with.
Okay. So the $885 million refund is from federal taxes that they are asking for back or qualify to get back. What did State Street pay or is paying for in Massachusetts taxes since they are based here in Boston?
Well, their records break out state taxes. I can't swear that these are all Massachusetts, but
okay.
They paid $15 million in state taxes. They also deferred another $141 million in state taxes.
Okay. I also understand that there's a protest scheduled to begin in front of State Street at 4 p.m. today. I mean, some people are clearly outraged about this, that a company can post so much in profits and yet claim a federal tax refund. But as you said, and let's be clear, State Street has not done anything illegal. Carry forward losses is very commonly used. Also the bigger picture here, the corporate taxation rate on the federal level is 35%. So I guess the question isn't so much about legality, but how people are responding to this in terms of fairness, given that in 2009, the taxpayer, did bail out State Street to the tune of $2 billion.
That's true, and I think that really rankles with people, and there's been so much attention paid to corporate taxes. You look at a General Electric, for instance, which
right.
has been in the news, and they have made a whole almost cottage industry of finding ways not to pay taxes. They made $14 billion in profits and paid no taxes. So State Street did a legal thing, which was, look, we lost money in our investments, and now we get to write off that loss.
Mentioning GE, as you said, they didn't really say very much after that original New York Times reporting came out about them not paying anything in federal taxes. They eventually, because the outrage was so strong, started making comments about this. And this is the environment in which State Street's 2010 taxes are coming under scrutiny from your reporting. So what have the folks over at the bank told you? How they've responded?
Well, they responded yesterday by saying, look, we had these losses. We are legally applying them. And I think back to your point, there's outrage among people who feel that they're hurting and maybe having more difficulty paying their taxes because of the tough economy and there are foreclosures going on. And people, I think, tend to look at banks, especially the ones that got TARP assistance, mm-hmm. even though they've paid back that those federal bailouts. And they say, looks like the companies get a better deal than we do.
Yeah. How long do you think that State Street can continue carrying forward these losses that they encountered in years past. I think you spoke to someone who said that the bank or the corporation may not be paying taxes for years.
Yeah, and I think generally a lot of the big banks, even like Bank of America, Citigroup, that had enormous losses in those years, they probably won't be paying taxes for a long time as well. State Street, it's if you look at the numbers, it's a little hard to predict, but they probably do still have more losses they could carry over.
Mm. You know, and about that $1.6 billion in profit that they posted in 2010, in a way, can't we look at that as State Street having done the right things, according to its shareholders? They went through enormous cost-cutting and layoffs back in 2009 when they were in the grip of the recession, and the profits is evidence that the corporation is running the way it should be.
This is very good for stockholders. Stockholders like this. The loss is behind them, and now you get this benefit in the form of the tax benefit, and that's actually these carry forwards are considered a kind of an asset, really, to corporations. And so, yeah, Wall Street likes this, and it's good for investors.
But on the other hand, we're in the middle of major budget cutting at the state, up on Beacon Hill, and also at the federal level. The question of corporate taxation has come up all the way from President Obama's State of the Union address to how to keep Massachusetts competitive when it comes to what we levy in taxes to Boston-based corporations or state-based corporations. So do you think this news of State Street getting an $885 million tax refund is going to sort of shift things in any way?
Well, it's tricky, right? Because here you have all the budget fights going on in Washington, and yet you also have the government wanting to make sure that the banks are very healthy and, getting past their losses. And so it's a difficult environment to imagine it changing dramatically.
Mm. Beth Healy, business reporter for the Boston Globe. Thanks so much for your reporting, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Coming up after a quick break, we dive into the controversy surrounding the planned opening of a Whole Foods market in Jamaica Plain. The market would take the place of a now-closed Latin American supermarket. I'm Adam Ragusa.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.